This is Grant Francis, and thank you for joining me for this special show. We're talking with Young Carers and the Minister of State for Care at the Young Carers Festival 2019. We asked Abby when she became a young carer.
I was a young carer from as soon as I was able to walk, basically, putting stuff in laundry. But I didn't get identified till I was about 13, 14. So I went years without knowing I was a young carer. I thought what I was doing for my mum was normal. I thought the stress I was under was normal. Because no one knew what a young carer was. None of my schools knew, no one. My mum knew, but she chose not to tell me, which wasn't great at all. So I want to know, what support is there in place for those who, it isn't a healthy environment. Some people, it's okay to be a young carer in some homes. They get all the support, they're amazing. But for people like myself, who had to go into care way too late in their life, where it's possibly going to damage my future, where is the support for those who need to leave their caring responsibilities? Because it is too much sometimes, some people, and it can really affect their future.
Yeah, I mean, Abby, that's probably one of the things that worries me most of all, is when young carers go unidentified and the impact that it can have. Actually, even if they are identified, but the impact that it can have on their own emotional, mental health and well-being, actually even their physical health and well-being as well, because if you're not sort of getting out and about and doing the things that young people would normally like to do, it's going to impact you on a whole number of levels. So I think there's two things to what you've said. I mean, the first thing is that early identification and that support, and that needs to really start in schools. So there's two things going on, and one is, which as part of the Carers Action Plan is the support to the Department of Education to help teachers and head teachers and governors and teaching assistants and what have you identify who young carers are, and really having those questions. And a lot of young carers maybe don't know that they are a carer, so you've got to really ask the right questions. And some of them don't necessarily want anybody to know that they're a young carer because they don't want any of the pressure that comes with that. So it's, you've got to ask the questions in a very sensitive way. The second thing is actually not to do with the Carers Action Plan, it's to do with some of the work we've been doing on mental health. And as part of the long-term plan for the NHS, there's more money going into mental health than ever before, and it's growing at a faster rate in children and adolescent mental health than any other part of mental health. And that will involve teams, mental health teams, going into schools to be able to support young people when they may have low level mental health issues or stress or anxiety or just that kind of very basic problems, which if left unsupported and unhelped could really become a big issue. And we think these mental health teams in schools will really begin to support people to tackle issues, you know, as soon as they become a little bit of a problem rather than it becoming a big issue. Yeah.
Does that cover everything that you hoped it might cover? Your face says otherwise.
What about what support would you like to see in place, or is there in place, for those young carers who it is not possible for them to stay at home, to not continue caring? Because sometimes I'm seeing more and more young carers every year saying that they are struggling at home and they're considering running away. Yeah. Or doing something stupid because they just cannot cope, even with support.
No, and they shouldn't have to. You know, no one should be in a position where they physically can't cope with the level of caring responsibilities they're given. And that's regardless of whether they're an adult, but actually particularly when they're a young person. And that's where, you know, we need local authorities to be able to step in and provide that that care, whether it's in form of domiciliary care, where someone comes into your own home to support you, or whether it's residential care, where an individual ends up going to live in a some form of care setting in order that they're going to be looked after properly. And and we know that there's been, you know, there are pressures on that at the moment as well. And so that's why we've got this green paper coming out later on the year to talk about adults social care and how we can get people the care and support that they need, either in their homes or more in a residential.
Now, I've got some experience of young people being in foster care, and I know how difficult it is for young people to access mental health services like CAMHS. What, in my question to you, Abby, what would make things easier for you as a young person? And a second part to that question is, when you went into care, did that young carers support network end for you, and was that difficult?
So when I went into care, my actual service, my local service, actually said, no, you're happy to stay as long as you want. And I was actually unofficially volunteering for them as well, because they're my family. every young carer I ever meet is my family, because we're all the same, but we're all different, but we are just family. So when I went into care, they just carried on, and I still talk to them to this day, even though I've moved across the country. And as well as the mental health and all of that, I was quite lucky when I went into care. I went into supported lodgings because I was quite old at this point after years of trying to get out. And they actually managed to get me into the doctors. They got me into CAMHS. I'm still receiving treatment now, 3 years on, to help cope with almost half my life, well, majority of my lifetime, of going through all this stress and trauma of it. But what I want to see really happen is to have it where we're not having millions of different social workers seeing us all the time, yeah. And that we feel like we can actually say, look, we don't like this social worker, they're not exactly nice, yeah. Because I'm hearing it way too often that they try reporting the social worker to the manager and they say, we don't care, you're the one that, like, they're basically saying it's our fault for not having a home, yeah. Which is happening way too often.
The burn rate of social workers is extremely high. Their caseload is huge. And I see that problem in foster care all of the time. Abby, thank you for sharing the story with us. We're going to take a listen to a piece of audio sent to us by Mims Davis. She's Eastleigh MP and Minister for Media, Sport and Culture. She couldn't be with us this weekend due to other responsibilities, but she has this message for the Young Carers Festival.
Thank you for inviting me to speak to you today, and I'm sorry that I can't be there in person. And thank you to the Children's Society, YMCA Fair Film Group, and most importantly, the young carers who've chosen to shine a spotlight on loneliness. I'm proud to lead the government work taking place across government to tackle loneliness. We know that young carers can be very lonely and isolated. It can be hard to easily make friends or get involved in activities such as sport or arts clubs. And we also know it can be hard for them to think about their own aspirations and futures. So this is a very important weekend, and I'm honoured to be able to share my message with you. The Prime Minister announced the Tackling Loneliness Agenda in January 2018, and 9 government departments have been working together on this. We've established a grant fund worth £11.5 million, which is supporting 126 organisations to run activities that bring people together. Many projects are supporting carers and young carers. The Children's Society is one of these. They are creating a national support network for over 200 young carer champions. This is hugely important in helping young carers feel more empowered and connected. And as well as the grant fund, we have developed a cross-government strategy to tackle loneliness. The strategy was published last October and includes about 60 new commitments from across government. And we recently launched our Let's Talk Loneliness campaign to challenge the stigma. I hope you will all support the campaign by using the Let's Talk Loneliness hashtag. The strategy recognises that government has an important role here, but we can't solve loneliness alone. So tell us your ideas. We want to know how government can continue to create a better future for young carers.
Mims Davis there, Minister for Media, Sport and Culture and Eastleigh's MP. And she was actually a young carer herself, talking about the loneliness strategy. Caroline, just elaborate on exactly what the loneliness strategy is.
This is a really lovely piece of work that's coming out of government, and it all started because one of my colleagues, I don't know if you'll remember, Jo Cox was murdered, and one of the things that Jo said in her maiden speech to Parliament, she's talked about how we all have so much more in common than the things that divide us, and how she felt that loneliness was one of the biggest ills that affected society these days, and how loneliness wasn't, we often think about it being something that affects just old people when they may have been widowed or bereaved and they're on their own, but she said that she'd felt very lonely when she first left home to go to university, and how it had really sort of almost crippled her in the feeling that she'd never had before, and how she had a great affinity with people who were feeling loneliness at whatever stage of life, whether they were a carer, a or a young carer, or maybe someone that had lost their job, or someone that had moved to a different area, or someone that was sort of older and maybe bereaved. And so as part of that, all the different government departments have come together and to have various different strategies to combat loneliness and social isolation. And I sit, so Mims leads it, and she's a brilliant person to lead it because she was a carer herself, both of her parents. And I sit on it, this board for the Department of Health and Social Care.
We hear so many stories here at the Young Carers Festival covering all kinds of topics, including loneliness. Matt has been a young carer. He's now a young adult carer. His brother is taking on a greater responsibility because Matt's now in an apprenticeship and working very hard towards the future. But you've got a question for Caroline.
Yeah, so in a young person's caring role, it can all very suddenly become really overwhelming and everything sort of floods around you and you suddenly have no time at all for any form of socialisation. So my question is that then it can make them feel alone and lonely. So what can be done to make sure they are better connected in the community, able to make friends and not feel so alone?
Thank you, Matt. That's an excellent question and really actually a very important one, because I think actually people feel often if you're in that sort of situation, you feel like you're the only one in the world that's like that, that's, you know, that has that going on in your life. And actually I think that some of the best projects I've seen up and down the country are those where they build these networks of young carers so people can get together with support to be able to meet other people who are in the same boat and just be able to share their own stories and their own experiences. And if you know that you're not alone and that there are others going through the same thing, I think that can often help as the first stage. But I think also what we need is the ability for young people to have the kind of respite care and breaks that they need to be able to just be young people and enjoy their lives and have fun without the worry that the person that they care for is on their own and not being looked after. And so I think we need and so the government's doing a big piece of work at the moment. We've commissioned a big piece of work on respite care and how it can be much better, so that when people get the respite care they need, those that care for them then get the ability to, it might be go on a weekend away, or it might just be once a week to have an evening out. But the message we're getting very clearly is it needs to be something very reliable. It can't be an ad hoc once in a while, here you are, I'm here to help out, off you go. It's got to be something, you know, every Tuesday evening or one weekend every month or something like that. It's got to be a nice, reliable source of respite for young people to be able to really live their lives.
And for the young adults as well.
Particularly, yeah.
You know, it's this dossier, the action plan that you've got here, how does it tackle loneliness in this particular dossier?
Yeah, so there are some commitments to loneliness actually in it, which is what Mims did. Her predecessor was Tracy Crouch, who did the same role, who was also sports minister. So there's a bit on loneliness in the action plan, but more broadly, it's funny how two bits of government policy are kind of working simultaneously, like a sort of funny kind of Venn diagram overlapping, because there's also the loneliness work that Mims is doing, which has, as she mentioned in that bit of tape, that has some commitments to carers in it as well. So it's kind multifaceted, but I take the opinion that I'd rather have lots of different streams of work going on at the same time than nothing.
Melissa's been coming to the festival for 7 years, is working in journalism now, and what would you like to ask Caroline, Melissa?
So you mentioned like the spending review and all these programs and schemes, and that's brilliant. But what happens if in the spending review, local government gets like even less money or things like that, and then they decide to cut young carer services? Because that's what is happening all around the country. Services are disappearing. The festival is maybe getting smaller. People just aren't accessing their services. I cared for 4 family members. And if I didn't have that service, I literally would not be in the job I am now. Like, it's as simple as that, 1 + 1 = 2. Take one of those away and things aren't going to happen.
No, I think you're right, and I think we do have to make sure that that government spending goes to the areas that we most care about, like that. I mean, I think we've been through a rough time in this country, you know, for many years, local authorities and government departments and, you know, and people up and down the country really had to tighten their belts to be able to deal with some of the deficits that we were dealing with as a country. But we've come through that now, and, you know, and as a country we're growing and our economy is growing, and that means we have more money to spend on the things that are important. And so people like me, you know, and I will be obviously up against people from other government departments that will be thinking that their thing is the most important, but of course mine is the most important. Health and social care is the most important thing in any government's spending priorities, I believe, and I'll be making very firmly that case to make sure that local authorities have the money they need to fund things like Melissa mentioned.
We'll round off with one more question to you, Caroline, and that's, what do you want to hear from the young carers to help the government move forward over the next 12 months? What information do you want from the Young Carers Festival to help you?
So for me, when I, you know, so much of, I'm not one of those people who learns much about stuff by reading it, you know, off a website or reading it in a book. I learn most, my most sort of poignant lessons by actually the conversations and the interactions I have with real human beings. And I came away from this very event last year with my head just bursting full of stories that I'd heard and experiences that I'd learned about from the young people that I met. And those are so valuable. And I've spoken at events up and down the country about exactly some of the young people I met last year. And just to have those, you know, it's in government, you know, you sit in Westminster and you try and do your best for everybody. But sometimes you don't 100% know what it's like at the sharp end until you speak to people that are living it. And when people can share their lived experiences and really explain to you the difficulties, what I call sometimes the arse-aching bits of government bureaucracy that get in the way of people being able to do what they need to do, that's the things that I can help change, and that's what I want to hear about.
Caroline, thank you for joining us here at the Young Carers Festival. From Ruby, Melissa, Chloe, Sammy, Aaron, Abby, Alicia, Charlie, Alicia, and from Matt, from the Children's Society, from the Young Carers Festival, from the YMCA Fairthorne Manor, and from us here at YCFM, we're going to finish with a piece of music with a story over the top. But from everyone here, thank you very much.
No one could have known that two decades ago, a gathering of 600 young people would become the force of change that it is today. Over 32,000 young carers have attended this festival, one short weekend that we can call our own.
When it rains, it pours, but you didn't even notice. It ain't raining anymore, it's hard to breathe when all you know is the struggle of staying above the rising water line. Well, the sky is finally open, the rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's
Twenty years ago, hardly anyone knew that we even existed. We were hidden and unrecognised, never questioning why we do the things we do for the people we love. We have influenced change in the government. We have made our voices heard. Every year we get a little bit more help to grow and become the people that we deserve to be, realising dreams which once seemed so far away. Together we have changed the futures of young carers all over the world, forever.
'Cause the sky is finally open. You're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
On our darkest days, when we feel lost or alone, and it feels like we're stuck in the same routine, watching the people we love struggle, when it all feels too much to cope with, when the pressures of life become almost unbearable, when the rain hides our tears, the thunder blocks out our cries. This festival makes us realise that we are not alone, we're not silent, and we are not hidden. There are thousands of young carers out there just like us, each of them a bright and colourful rainbow, filling the skies with dreams and reflecting colour into our hearts in an otherwise grey and uncertain world.
Let go of your umbrella, 'cause darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. Yeah, there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
Thank you for being my rainbow.
There's a version of Casey Musgrove's song, which we've come to call Hannah's Rainbow. At the end of every Young Carers Festival, a montage is made to remind us how wonderful, amazing, and brilliant these inspirational young people are. This year's theme was set to the sound of Calvin Harris, because for the Young Carers of 2019, they are all giants.
Memories.
Unity.
Wondrous.
Responsible. Phenomenal.
Friendship. At home, it's quite stressful.
It feels sometimes a bit overwhelming.
Growing up is tough, even more so for young carers. Our lives are intense. We bear incredible responsibilities on our shoulders, but we're strong enough together to crush boulders. We don't have to hide our emotions. We can throw down our guard, because here, at the Young Carers Festival, we are giants, and freedom is ours.
I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet.
I just love looking after people, and I'm just a loving and caring person.
There's things like homework and stuff, and teachers don't understand that young carers can't exactly do a lot of homework very quickly.
Meet loads of new people, don't be scared, everybody's the same.
It's just allowed me to make a lot more friends.
Don't hide your emotions. You can throw down your guard.
To appreciate what everyone does, because we're not all the same, so we all go through different stuff.
I never really get to go out with my friends, so this is amazing.
Imagination. It makes me feel proud.
I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. 'Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet.
I met the young carers who helped me and made it a better time.
It's really difficult. It's constantly on your mind. When you're in school, you're thinking, what's my mum doing right now? Or how is my sister or whoever you look after? It's constantly worrying you.
Because it only happens once a year, and you really do have the time of your life here.
It means a lot, because it gets people who have to care for other people meet others with some similar experiences.
Incredible.
Fantastic.
Legendary.
Inspiring.
Hope.
Unique.
Astonishing.
Creative.
Thoughtful.
Fabulous.
Inspirational.
It's been very enjoyable. I feel like it's a nice experience for me, because I don't normally get to go out as much.
I think it's amazing because you get a break. You can relate to people here. You find friends.
It's great because it's like you can see so many people that are going through the same situation or close to your situation, and they're all going through the same thing. I've met so many nice people. Know that this is like the safe place that we can just sort of be ourselves and not have to worry about anything.
It means that I can have a bit of respite, and it means I can meet new friends who are like me and
meet different people and see what their experience has been like being a young carer. I think they're all equally inspirational because every story is unique and different.
I've loved meeting everybody and seeing like this people like me and that I'm not alone.
We're people too.
Keep going and have hope.
You can listen back to the whole weekend and see the festival videos from this year and previous years at ycfm.co.uk. It's been brilliant to have your company. Please spread the word about young carers wherever you go and help us help these amazing young people achieve their dreams.